Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Whoa, we're learning more about Major Keogh these days than I expected. As I indicated earlier, though, one thing I did realize with Keogh is that he was rarely in the headquarters of NICAP. I saw him there one time that I was at the headquarters. And I guess I did something wrong because not long thereafter we came back to NICAP, and that's when we had the incident with Richard Hall, "You're not welcome here." I should say, though, to close that story out, that Hall and I made up 10 years later. Not so with Coral Lorenzen of APRO. She hated me for years.
Mm.
Did you know her?
Yeah. No, I corresponded with her. I sent her stuff. Some of her stuff is on the microfilm that we've got from APRO. National Enquirer put their case files on microfilms, three microfilms. Two of them are lost, and one is, Brad Sparks has it, and it's been duplicated, and it's all around the place now, so it's not going to go away like these others did. More than one person has it, and that's the idea. The whole idea of everything we're doing is trying to preserve this stuff, put it on other continents, and we're getting stuff from other continents too.
Well, let's talk about
Keith
that.
Keith Basterfield sent me a thumb drive with a lot of cases that he had in his files, and so I put that on the Kufos files. We just remerged them, and you know, Greenwood does his files, and I do my files, and we exchange them back and forth. So that, and the other people get them. Mike Swords did some of his research, and he put it on his on sticks, and we got that, and those are merged. And what we're doing with the Kufos and NICAP and CSI files. We're putting that on sticks. So if the Kufos files catch fire, we're going to have a good portion of them on sticks that can be recovered. We're not finished yet. We hope to be finished in September, but this is important work.
I couldn't agree more. It's
but it's grunt work.
Yeah, it does get pretty tedious, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's grunt work. It's grunt work. And Swords got a student from the local university, and he lined up everything as to how to scan it, and he just paid her, going way,
Yeah.
And she came in and did it whenever she had the time or had the inclination. And you don't want guys doing it because they stop to read everything. They're looking around for other things to do, seeing if there's a girly magazine around. So you can't get anything done with guys unless you put a gun to their head. So women are better than that. And that's what I keep telling women. And Tom agrees with me. He says, we go out there and do these oral histories. And then he says, I find these, housewives that want some extra money. And I get them to do the transcripts. And he says, they're really done well.
But we have to be careful here. We are at the risk here of being sexist. That kind of compliment.
I am sexist. I think that women do a better job on this kind of work. And I think it's demonstrated. We've seen it several times, so. But, yeah.
Well, historically speaking, and the observation that sexism was part of society is true, especially when you're talking about back in the 50s. I mean, women went to secretarial school and men went and joined the army. That was life. You know, so, I mean, yes, it was sexist, but that doesn't make what you're saying untrue. It doesn't make women not good at what they're doing, you know, because of that.
Yeah, they are. They're better than men because men are thinking about sex all the time and women are thinking about the job at hand. It's just, being serious, that is serious. And of course, I always counted Isabel Davis as my mentor. And,
well, let's talk a bit about her. Who was Isabel Davis?
She called me aside and said, read this UFO report. And it was terrible. The woman was hardly literate. And Isabel said, did you get anything out of that? I said, the woman can't write. I don't understand mostly what happened there. And she said, read it again. I read it again. You know, hard-headed. She says, listen to what she said. The light came at her, and she had the kid in a carriage. As the light got really close, she went to the front of the carriage and shielded her baby from the light. And so Isabel asked me, what do you think about this case? And I said, I said again, well, I think she can't write worth a darn. Isabel almost got her broom, which she chased us around with every once in a while. So she's getting her broom and she says, listen, it's not a very well described case, but the woman is concerned about her kid, and that's what you should have taken away from this case. She is protecting her child, and this is significant when you're evaluating this case. Don't you understand that? Yeah. Okay. That was one lesson I got from Isabel. The other lesson was let's put it this way. Nobody in NICAP like lights in the sky. So,
right. They were all looking for saucers, right?
Yeah. We're talking about, lights in the sky, and Ted Blocher started calling them damn lights, and everybody else there at NICAP started calling them damn lights. And a lot of cases, they were calling up NASA and they said, yeah, our calibration plane was up last night, and it flew just where you were talking about. So we're calling them damn lights, and Isabel got her broom and she was going to beat us with it. And she said, you can't say damn lights. So Alexander Mavain looked up the British Parliament, and it's all right to say damnable. So she said, well, he said, well, Isabel, if it's all right for the Parliament to say damnable, it's all right to call them damnable lights. So that's another Isabel story.
And, you know, I met her probably a couple of times when I was really young, and also Lex Mebane, Alexander Mebane, and both were brilliant people. And again, if you look at the writings from CSI of New York, everything was just so incredibly well done. Really gifted writers. Anytime you find it, look it up, get a sense of some of the better cases of those years. But we've got more with Jan Aldrich, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. It all means you're in
the Paracast. Need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's move on here. I wanted to ask you, there's so much to talk about, Jan Aldrich. Maybe we could just mention this briefly. Your project1947.com, obviously Roswell has got to be part of that. What do you have on Roswell?
I have a Roswell page. Now,
a
I looked
page?
At the Roswell, the two Air Force reports, and I said, what hasn't been looked at? Or what should be re-looked at? And so on the Roswell page, I put all those things that should be somebody should go to the archives and see if they can find this stuff or relook at some of the stuff that's been there. And I haven't heard anything back from anybody about that. I said, you know, I'm not a Roswell investigator because there's plenty of those guys, and I'm looking at 1947 as everything but Roswell. Now, Roswell is important for one thing. It's the end of the 1947 flap as far as national news goes. There's no more wire service UFOs after Roswell.
Why is
there's,
that?
Good question. Why is that? Now, what there is, there's humor items all the time. There's humor items after Roswell. And there's foreign items about UFOs after Roswell. And there's regional wire service coverage of some UFO cases, but the national coverage is gone till about December. So I can't tell you why. I don't have an answer. I don't even have a, I suspect that because the Air Force and the Navy put on such a show about launching balloons that the press decided, you know, UFOs days are over, so we're not going to cover them anymore. But I don't know if that's true. That's just my thing. But I did look at Roswell. I did look what might be found or checked or rechecked. And I put that up, but I've never heard from anybody that they have done any of that.
What is your and personal opinion about Roswell?
So many of these people have fallen apart over the years. Kaufman, for instance, he's a complete phony. And he's the one that the press believed was probably the best witness. They were always talking about Kaufman and how he was such a great witness. Kaufman the spy, he really sounds like he knows his business. And he had phonied up his documents and everything. And Kevin Randall and Mark Rodiger and I think Don Schmidt was also involved in going to his home after he died. And they found that he had phonied up his documents that said, you know, he was this, you know, intelligence officer, and his background was, you know, it was wrong. And people disagree about Glenn Dennis, but it doesn't smell right. So I'm not too hot about that. So something came down there. I don't know what it is.
Of course, we can't go, we're talking documents, we can't go, you know, past this without saying, well, what about the whole MJ-12 thing, which pretty much everybody seems to think is a hoax, except for Stan Friedman, who figured that there was really something to it somewhere, and that a lot of it was disinformation. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think Stan held on to that idea forever, and he wasn't going to give it up, and he was going to go down with all guns firing.
Jan, let me just interrupt here. We interviewed Stan probably last year or two of his life. Randall, I think you were on this episode. And we asked him actually more questions about his personal life than other people had, partly because he keeps repeating the same old stories. And I agree with you. To the end of his days, he never backtracked on anything.
Yeah. We're in Connecticut, and he came to speak at White's conference there. And one of the things he said is, when he started, he said, "I made a mistake," and John Timmerman fell off his chair because he was waving his arms and doing this. What? And he fell off his chair. I said, that's the first time Stan ever admitted that he did something wrong. And so it was funny. Barry Greenwood is back there, and we're all exchanging glances back. He'd never done this before, but let me tell you what I did. I went up to the Army Historical Institute at Carlisle Barracks. Now, where Carlisle Barracks is in Pennsylvania, guess where Bill Moore, hero of American ufology, is from? Pennsylvania. So what did I find? I found magic documents. What were the magic documents? They also said eyes only magic, but their magic was spelled M-A-G-I-C, and they were codes that had been broken, and Admiral Leahy, Truman's chief of staff, had a list of people that could see him. Only these people could see him. And that's the magic documents. Majestic. Majestic is the alternate code word. It was top secret at the time, and it was used in the Second World War as the alternate code word for the invasion of northern Japan. Now, you're going to tell me in 1947, people still think that it's top secret, and they're going to reuse the code word for UFOs. I'm going to tell you, you're crazy. And the majestic code word, now the Air Force in Japan wrote back to the Air Force in the United States and said, what's the status of the code word majestic? And they wrote back, their message to back to the United States was top secret. And the message going back to them was restricted and said, majestic has been downgraded to restricted. It's no longer top secret, but it's still classified. So you're going to tell me they have two code words, one's used for UFOs and one used for the invasion of northern Japan, and I'm going to tell you you're crazy. So if you want to believe that, you can. I don't believe it. And on the Aquarius document.
Let's consider the Aquarius document in our next segment. Jan Aldrich, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we actually remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. New Jersey senators held a hearing last week to explore whether the science supports forcing children to wear face masks in schools amid growing concerns regarding the efficacy and negative effects of the masks. Scientists testified about the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19 virus. This is USA Radio News. Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
President Joe Biden is nominating former New Mexico Senator Tom Udall to serve as his ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. Udall, a Democrat, retired in 2021 after two terms in the Senate representing New Mexico. He spent five terms in the House and served as New Mexico's Attorney General. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
The Age of Aquarius document. I'm sorry I added the words Age of. Jan, go on, please.
So the Aquarius document, it had this thing that says something about, you know, signature. What it was a cellophane document, although harder than the cellophane at the time, or plastic protector. When the high-ranking officer signed the document, they didn't smear the ink, the printer's ink, or the their signature. And it was covered. They covered the document so it didn't get smeared. Moore's trying to sell that as part of the Aquarius document, and it's just a cover sheet to keep the ink from smearing. You know, it says something of it. It does say something that sounds very official, but it's not. I've got a copy of it at home. You know, Todd had a copy. Everybody had a copy. But the true believers can't let that go. So they believe that there is an Aquarius document. And then all the other weirdo documents, MJ-5 and some of these other MJ weird documents that people have are just too silly to even consider that they're real.
Yeah, the thing that kind of concerns me about a lot of that is that it probably looks silly to someone like you who's got experience in the military and knows what they're looking at. The average person doesn't. And
no, they don't.
And it also fooled Stan because, I mean, according to him, if you read some of his stuff, he actually did find some, you know, at least a couple of these in the archives, which means somebody must have went there and planted it knowing that he was going there, unless we're supposed to think that Stan was in on some big part of the hoax. And I don't know one way or the other. I can't prove it, but I just don't think Stan seemed like the kind of person who was in on the hoax. And if somebody had to go to that much trouble to create these documents and make them look pretty official enough to fool some people, but then be proven wrong, it kind of smells to me like some kind of insider disinformation scheme more than you know, this certainly isn't your everyday hoax, in other words, right?
Well, I was at the archives. They got something like, they got a huge collection of intelligence reports down. And William Wetzel was at the archives. I was at the archives. I was looking for other stuff. Wetzel comes into the archives and we're talking. And so they had found several UFO documents in this big collection of UFO documents. So they made what they called a full box and put those in the full box. And Wetzel was down there copying them. So Stan comes into the archives. All of a sudden, there's guards everywhere. They put them up on the catwalks. They put them around the tables. Because the archives had figured that Stan put the Cutler Twining memo inside the top secret box that it was found in. It was found floating in that box. Wow. So the archives, when he was there, he thought he was getting the royal treatment. But what they were doing was keeping surveillance from different areas to make sure that no document all of a sudden appeared in another one of these things.
Which he, you know, if Stan thought he was getting the royal treatment, that doesn't sound like a guy who is also carrying a fake document to put in the box, right? Like, it sounds like he was set up. And if you're going to set someone up like that,
maybe he was set up, but I have trouble with the document.
Yeah,
and there's others. And then, of course, once Timothy Cooper came into the story, it really multiplied real fast. And they're not as good as the original MJ-12 documents. But some of the original MJ-12 documents are as stupid as all get out. But when people were doing lectures, they ignored those documents. They ignored the ones that were really weird.
Obviously
now,
out there.
The Navy, okay. Yeah, the Navy screwed up Robert Woods. Robert Woods had in the MUFON Journal, he said, some of these documents are controversial. They're about the Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
And he says some of them are really good, but some of them are controversial. Right. So that saves your ass. No. So what did the Navy do? One of the things said that Admiral Anderson was the head of ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence, and he may know about the shooting down of a UFO during the Battle of Los Angeles, because there's documents that was in Woods's article that indicated that something had been shot down. But we're not going to worry about this now. You know, we're going to worry about this after the war is over. So it says Admiral Anderson, which is very, you know, here's where the Navy messed up Robert Wood. In the history of the Office of Naval Intelligence, it says Admiral Anderson was the incumbent in 1941. And so Wood copied that down in his phony document, or whoever Wood got it from. He copied it down in the phony document that Admiral Anderson was at the Office of Naval Intelligence. Admiral Anderson had been at the Office of Naval Intelligence just for a couple of months. And then there was another admiral there for a couple of months, and there was another admiral there for a couple of months, and then there was another admiral there for a couple of months. And Admiral Anderson, at the time of the Battle of Los Angeles, was at Pearl Harbor trying to get the battleships refloated so they could go to war. He was not the Office of Naval Intelligence, but it said he was the incumbent. That meant at the beginning of 1941, he was the guy that was in there, and the Navy didn't list all the subsequent admirals that had been in Office of Naval Intelligence because they were changing them every month or so.
See, you'd have to know all of this stuff to really to be able to do like the perfect job of forging some kind of documents and stuff. But to me, none of this really sounds like it's the work of like, you know, a bored high school student or, you know,
it's not.
This is professional work still when you look at
Well, it's not professional, but it's people that are looking around for things. Now, the magic code.
The making of the document. Right? Like, I mean, plus it ends up on microfilm. Somebody had to do that. Right? So, like, this is not just your average fakery.
No, it's not average. It's better than average, but it's not. There's so many things that are wrong with them.
The thing I wonder about something like this is stuff that people could look up later, look up the history and say, okay, these documents obviously are funny because the references, the people, the positions, so many different aspects are shown to be wrong. And you think the effort made to get this stuff wrong, couldn't they have gotten the stuff right, in which case it would have made the documents more difficult to disassemble? We're going to disassemble one more segment with Jan, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, Jan, before we go on, there was a line in a song, Can You Dig It? Okay? And I can dig it. This is so much fun talking with Jan Aldrich, a great wealth of information, and he's consented to hang with us for the After the Paracast podcast for subscribers to the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus for more info. Jan, what I was saying there is if you can go through the effort of faking documents and you're getting so many things wrong, people in the wrong places, wrong positions, misuse of terms, how much research would it take to just do it right the first time?
More research than was possible. The thing about Admiral Anderson being the incumbent, that sounds perfectly logical to somebody that's faking the document. They don't understand what the Navy is saying there. The Navy crossed this guy up. I don't know if it's Tim Cooper or he says he got the documents from somebody else. In essence, it doesn't matter. Somebody that read that took it to mean that Admiral Anderson was in charge of naval intelligence during the Battle of Los Angeles. He wasn't. And it's just fortunate. Brad Sparks sent me the history of naval intelligence. I'm reading stuff in there that I want to know. I was in the Army. The Army and the Air Force are pretty much the same as far as their correspondence and everything else. The Navy's completely different. I don't understand the Navy stuff. And the poor Marines, they have to learn both systems, the Army system and the Navy system. So. But anyways, I'm looking in there, and that's where I found this thing that said incumbent. And I knew what that was from my military experience. It meant that this was the guy at the beginning, and we're not going to list everybody else that has been at that position because they were only there for a short time. So that was something I learned from my military experience. And then when I looked it up, Admiral Anderson was not the head of O&I, so I was able to find the other admirals that were there in the meantime. So, yeah, somebody could have done that if they knew what the word incumbent was used by the Navy in this case. Now, the magic documents, that's just a copy. They went and found that and said, oh, let's do that. Let's make magic and make it a J instead of a G. How many people are going to go to the Army Historical Institute and look that up?
Oh, exactly.
How many people are going to look up Majestic? Well, I knew Majestic because I read the book Deliverance, which is about what would have happened if we hadn't dropped the atom bomb. Well, thousands of prisoners would have been hanged. The minute the Americans set foot on Japan, they were going to execute all the prisoners they had. Not only that, the Allies were going to have a landing, which it had been opposed out there in Malaya. These guys would have been trapped. They couldn't got into shore, and they would have been slaughtered. So Deliverance, when I read about Majestic in Deliverance, I already knew it. And when I saw Majestic, I was able to go to the Historical Institute and find a documentation about Majestic. So I said, okay, somebody's been to this, this institute and found documents and phonied up documents using these code words and everything. It wasn't a great, coup to do this. I mean, they weren't really that smart by doing this. It's just that nobody was going to ever check them. So if Moore said it, it had to be true. If Stan said it, it had to be true.
Well, who, though, do you think was behind it then? Because don't forget, we're talking about quite a while ago when it wasn't just that easy for anybody to just go find it and do it. I mean, somebody had to have an agenda and the time.
Where does Bill Moore live? He lives in Pennsylvania near Carlisle Barracks.
So you figure,
what did Moore do?
Okay.
He got Bob Pratt to write a novel about an intelligence agent who was a hero of his, who had the same initials as Doty. And that was the basis of MJ-12. Bob Pratt wrote a novel for Moore. Moore commissioned him to write a novel, which he never published. But then, years afterwards,
Bob Pratt told us about that. You know, these guys were in intelligence themselves too, or at least security, like Doty was.
Yeah, Doty was in intelligence.
Yeah.
So it's like I said, the guy that wrote SOM 101 has probably never got his boots dirty.
Hey, speaking of Doty, we have him on.
We have 3 minutes left. Randall, go ahead.
Okay, and maybe we can go into this a little bit in after the Paracast, but he was saying that while he was in the service, was kind of indoctrinated into the whole UFO thing through a briefing for all of the people who needed to know, and that he was shown films that were perfectly clear of UFOs, and he said that every Air Force base had a Project Blue Book officer stationed there that you would report this to. Like, is any of this plausible or true? Or
yes, there's always a kernel of truth. The kernel of truth is there was an Air Force officer at every base. He wasn't a Project Blue Book officer. He was George. He was George. George was at every base. It was probably the lowest ranking officer there. And George got all the crappy jobs.
So okay.
George got to be UFO officer.
We're not criticizing anybody named George. It's just a designation for the guy with the low-end job.
Yeah, that's what they say, George. It's a George job. That's what they say. It's in the military. It means that the lowest-ranking guy gets all the jobs that nobody else wants to do. All the higher-ranking officers don't want to do it. Now, the guy that did the Minot case, he was not a George. He was a lieutenant colonel, and he was very smart. And he was told, we want you only to investigate the basic required information on this case. Don't go any further. Don't go talking to the pilots. Don't go talking to these people. But since he was a high-ranking intelligence officer and knew better, he did more than he was required to do.
We're out of time here. Jan, we're going to continue this discussion on After the Paracast. Tell our listeners, please, if they want to know more information about the work you do, where do they go?
www.project1947, all one word, .com.
Project1947.com. It's not a modern site, but it has lots of good information. Call it a vintage site, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do an assessment of the DNI's preliminary report, though. That's coming.
Okay, good. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the PowerCast on Facebook. Look for our branded merchandise and special, fascinating, really good artwork at the PowerCast.shop. That includes our official logo, the cartoon caricature logo of me done by Red Pill Junkie, and, of course, some exclusive artwork for the PowerCast and lots of other good stuff in general from J. Randall Murphy. Go to the PowerCast.shop, and you get the artwork on T-shirts and pillows and all sorts of stuff, caps even, okay? Instead of a MAGA cap, you can get yourself a PowerCast cap, okay, folks? ThePowerCast.shop. Also, check out After the PowerCast, part of the PowerCast Plus. Go to ThePowerCast.plus for more info and to sign up. You get the PowerCast free of the network ads with better audio, and you get the After the PowerCast podcast. Quite often we extend interviews that way, as we will with our guest Jan this week. ThePowerCast.plus. ThePowerCast.plus. Jan Aldrich, a pleasure to meet you. We have traveled in similar circles, it appears. Thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Okay.
PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.